You're listening to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays.
Hey now, everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday, aka Monday.
Hello.
Hey.
What's good? I'm the reason we're late. My apologies.
Yeah, it wasn't me this time, guys, so.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm not late because I got my period today, so.
Oh, is there a sound effect for that one?
Congratulations.
Why is everyone high-fiving me for that? That's funny.
Congratulations. This is what you wanted, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
There we go. That's your sound effect.
Kids,
anyway.
No, don't do that.
Anyways.
How was tonight's episode?
There was some good information in this episode. Yeah. So we were thruple-less tonight. So I'm assuming that there's not a lot of footage because we know what happened at the end, right? They showed us a preview of them breaking up basically. So we know it's not going to work. So now I'm wondering how much footage that they have because obviously they're going to go to Mexico and they're going to go see her. And then while they're in Mexico, things are going to go left and Amani, is gonna say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, which has been basically a true statement throughout time, right? It hasn't really changed. People have really struggled to do that, but you really can't do that.
True. So is your premonition that this is going to be the couple where they get phased out quick because it just goes nowhere?
Yeah, or they're gonna like skip a few episodes. Like, we won't get them back until like episode 5, and or they might try to stretch it out by skipping episodes in between. I don't know how they're, because they were the flagship couple, right? When they started advertising and doing promo for the season, it was the thruple. So I don't know if they'll phase them out early or they'll stretch it out. I don't know what they're gonna do, but I don't think they have a lot of footage because, you know, I watched Seeking Sister Wife and Sister Wife and Seeking Brother Husband. None of these situations work out for the long term. You know, the idea of these people doing this, they like the idea of it, but none of it actually works out. Like, there's very few people that have made that polyamorous situation work out.
True. Let me ask you about Mina, the French chick.
What would you like to know?
I think, you saw my tea on her. So then my question to you is, based on tonight's episode, are you getting any like strippery vibes, former strippery vibes from her at all?
Yes, I'm getting former stripper vibes, not necessarily former stripper vibes, but like sugar baby, sugar daddy vibes or gold vibes. Like, I kind of got that from the beginning. But I'm just going to be real, okay? I'm just going to say something that might offend some people right off the bat. She's not hot enough for me to be like a stripper. Like, I'm just going to say it, okay? I'm just saying it, Coco. I'm just saying it. So come for me if you want, but...
Well, I mean, there are ugly strippers.
Well, I don't marry the ugly strippers and move them into my house.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't know.
In my tea, though, it was like 8 years ago, so maybe she hit the wall.
Well, then. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's 34, so in stripper years, that's like, what, 174? So she definitely...
Damn!
Knives out.
Well, I'm just saying, she's definitely aged out of the sexy stripper phase. She's not there anymore. And, you know, watching it and I'm looking at her and I'm just like, her wig is not so great. I'm trying to understand, you know. And then we found out tonight she has a 9-year-old son that she's leaving in Paris so she can move in with Mark. And it's giving a lot of deja vu because, you know, this started with Larissa. Left her kitties back home in Brazil, and then we got Jasmine's situation where she left her one, possibly two, possibly three children back in Panama and never looked back, and now she's starting a new family, and this is kind of what Mina's doing. She's leaving Clayton back home, and she's got another baby already, and then she's talking about having another baby, And it's like, well, what about this 9-year old? You know, like, what? Because a lot of people are saying if you would have done the paperwork all at once, you should have gotten everything all at once. Again, I don't know that. I don't work in immigration. I don't know how any of this shit works. But it's odd to me that her paperwork and the daughter's paperwork came through at the same time, but the son's paperwork did not.
Yeah, that's very fishy. I don't buy that.
Well, right. If you filled everything out at the same time and you can prove paternity, this is your child, I feel like everything would be processed. When they processed Mia's paperwork, they would have processed all of her children's paperwork at the same time, right?
No, yeah, because with the Jasmine thing, we kind of discovered that storyline angle where it's like, it's bullshit because, yeah, when you do the paperwork, it's not like when you fill the paperwork, it's not like you don't list your children. So you're going to list your children at the same, off Jump Street.
Yeah.
So I don't buy that storyline.
It makes me question what her intentions are. Cause she said something weird tonight on the show. She was like, maybe I'll stay here 6 months. And I was like, and where would you go? You know, like, it's like, where would you go? Like, if you're not going to stay with Mark, with him, like, where exactly are you going to go? Because here in America, we have standards for our strippers. Where are you going to be dancing at? The Landon Strip? You know, like, I ain't paying.
Well, I mean, she could be dancing at Little Darlings here in Vegas.
What is the clientele like there?
Well, currently, if you go past their sign, they say lap dances cheaper than eggs. So, you know.
Cheaper?
A lap dance is cheaper than a dozen eggs.
So, like, less than $12.
I wouldn't say it's nice, but it's as far as, it's kind of high-end-ish.
So, you're saying that Mina would be dancing there?
I mean, they also have a sign that says, we only have 10% ugly strippers, so, you know.
Oh, so they have like a, what do you call that?
A variety.
A diversity.
Yes. So
they got their pretty people, and then they got to have at least one ugly girl to even it out. Is that what they do?
Yes. There's actually a sign that says it.
Wow.
Or maybe like Mina could go into business with Jasmine and start their own strip club in Clearwater, Florida, and call it Deadbeat Moms.
I mean,
oh,
that's very fitting. And then Sophie can be the bottle service girl because she's far too ugly to be a dancer.
Oh my god.
Knives out.
No, okay, but you guys like, no, because like her weave or whatever, the extension she has that she looks like she got from Party City, they be like, no, sorry.
Yeah, that
you can't even be bottle service.
Do bottle service, because you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want to watch her dance with her weight.
No, maybe she could be like the Coke girl.
Yeah, if you need like a line of Coke, you would go to her and she'll.
Exactly.
And you can do it off of her fake ass.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole storyline with her is weird though. Like, I'm trying to understand like what her end game is. Like, I'm pretty sure she doesn't want to be with Mark. I think she's trying to have as many kids with Mark as possible to get him on the hook for child support. I think that's the goal, I believe, because she wants to come over here and live her best life. And I think her best life is not being married to him, but her best life is collecting spousal and child support from him. So I think she's coming over here, she's going to get knocked up a few times. And then she's going to find the real dude, kind of like Jasmine. You know, her and Jasmine have a lot in common, actually. Kind of like Jasmine. She's going to find the real guy that she wants to bang, and then she's going to leave. So I think that's I think that's what her deal is, but I'm still trying to figure it out. Also, somebody told me that on her Facebook page, there's some people with her same last name that are living in, I can't remember what country, but they're not from Paris. Because she said that she was born and lived in Paris her whole life. But someone investigated, found her Facebook page, and they said that there's some people that look like her sisters or family members that have the same last name as her. And I think they're from Angola. I don't remember where they told me it was, but they were still living in that country. So I'm beginning to think that she's giving us some BS of a. I think that she moved to Paris. She probably became a stripper and now that she's aged out of the stripper life, she's trying to trap her a nice little rich white pilot. And I think that's the next phase in her scam, right? I think that's where she's going along with.
Eugenia says Angola.
Yeah, Angola. So
I've never heard of it.
It's a country. I've
heard of it.
It's also the name of a famous prison, I believe.
Oh. Lovely.
Yeah, like Angola. So I know, but she said on the show tonight, she's like, I've lived in Paris my whole life. And that my eyebrow a little bit. I was like, I don't think you have.
Yeah, maybe because maybe it's because for the storyline, it's hotter if she's like a Parisian chick versus an Angolan chick.
You would think so. But again, she's not that hot to me. Yeah. I don't know. So, Coco, do you find her hot? I'm just curious. Do you think Mina's hot? But
I think everyone has different tastes.
Like, I think she's hot if you're like a pilot at like 30,000 feet and she's like on the ground. Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, because I was like,
okay, hold on. I mean, like, she's okay. Am I allowed to say this? Oh God, no. Okay,
you could always edit it out.
I was about to say something, but then I saw a different picture of her, and I was like, oh my God, she kind of looks
like
Octavia Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And a car accident victim had a baby.
Oh.
I mean. Okay, that was a little harsh. At first I was like, oh, she's like the Wish version Naomi Campbell. But then I was like, oh,
no, that's good.
No, that's actually pretty good. I like
that. That's actually better.
Yeah, like Timu version, though. Like Timu. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, she's like the Timu version of Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell soup, but the great value version.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If I was...
I'm sorry, he's not even hot.
Who, the pilot?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to. He's a rich pilot. That's the thing when it works with the sugar daddy, sugar baby. It doesn't really matter what the guy looks like. Remember, where I keep bringing up the Anna Nicole Smith situation, right?
But it's like, I know, but it's so funny. She's like a pilot because I know so many pilots who are like sugar babies. So it's fits the bill.
But is he not old enough for you or something? Or
me? No, he's only 58.
That's pretty old. He's got like your age damn near. Like he's pretty old, right? That should be enough.
Yeah, sure.
For a pilot, why not? He's young because pilots fly well into their 60s. Because, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's, for a pilot.
I mean, even to the 70s.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable with a 78-year-old flying me around the air, but they do. They work well into their late age, but I don't know. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. She's just, in my bank account for a woman, it wouldn't be for her. Okay.
Right. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah, maybe she has a nice personality. We don't know all the stuff, details. Yeah, maybe she's just like a really nice person. And I'm sorry, it's not like he's fucking Jeff Bezos money. He's not fucking, you know, CEO, white chief of staff Leo McGarry money. You know, he's a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
He has a nice house and he has one of those little, I call those small planes drones. Because those planes are so unstable, like a swift wind is gonna just knock you clean out.
Yeah.
I don't do drones. That's for Amazon delivery. So I don't do that. But you know, he's got his little business going on and he's flown presidents and stuff, but I figured it out. He doesn't fly his planes, he flies their planes.
Mm-hmm.
So none of our leaders are flying around in those little drones. They're flying in their actual planes. So I figured that part out too.
True. All right, let's switch gears to the Persian guy and Stevie.
Oh, so yeah, he got here and he was shocked at the American flag intact flying out the window, which
I'm sorry, but that made me laugh so fucking hard. I know that's awful, but I was like,
I wonder if the producer.
There's no way they didn't put him up to that shit.
Yeah, I feel like the producer was like, what do you think of this, like, American flag? And then he gave, like, a cliche answer just to impress the producer.
Yeah, 100%. So, I'm just like, that's the first thing that comes out of your mouth.
So Captain posted the caption that he was like shocked at how there is an American flag outside his window. And I replied to her and I was like, no, he's fighting the urge to not set it on fire. Mm-hmm. Which was a joke. I was joking, guys. He wasn't actually doing that. I was just
trying. He's very articulate. And smart, it seems like.
He speaks excellent English. And, you know, I was very shocked at how he could express himself in a good way. Like, I'm not saying that the Muslim guys that we get on the show are not intelligent, but they're usually very basic men, mm-hmm. right? They don't have, like, any intellectual value to them. They're just like, oh, yeah, put on your hijab and cover up and do what I say. They're very basic. He definitely seems a little more intricate than the typical Muslim dude we get on the show. I did notice that. How long do you think until he's got her dressing in burqas? Or do you think
I don't think he gives a fuck about all that.
Really? So what's his end game? Because he's over here. It's a possibility if he ever goes back home, he'll get arrested. So does he really want to be with her? Like, what's his end game?
Yeah, I think he wants to be with her. But yeah, like, one thing, I don't know how it affects him as far as, like, his age. But one thing, too, though, is, like, I know, like, there's, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's, like, the required, like, military service for men or something. So it's, like, if he... Maybe he'd already did it, but if he didn't do that, if he was in the States and he had never did like the military service, and then when he went back, that would be another thing that would like make us, they would force him to stay there if he never did the military service thing.
Wait, do they still do drafts over there? Like the forced military?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like a draft, but yeah, they do the forced military thing for like men.
Oh, so yeah, maybe he's running from the draft type situation. Like, as long as he's not there, they can't force him to serve. So, I mean, I don't know. I want to be hopeful and optimistic of the situation, but I just don't know. Like, I feel like Stevie might be the only normal cast member so far. Like, she's the closest to normal of people that I've seen on the show so far. Everybody else, there's something weird about them. She's pretty normal. Her bridge thing, I actually was talking about that on Twitter. I really relate to the bridge thing. I actually grew up in Louisiana, and there was a bridge, the Lake Pontchartrain Bridge, and there's this bridge that went into New Orleans. It was like 40 miles long. Mm. I know exactly what she's talking about, and I'm terrified of bridges. So... Mm-hmm. I totally get that. And in Ohio, there was this bridge called the Valley View Bridge, and it was like 350 feet in the air. And it was really high up. And I remember in a snowstorm, there was an accident, and a car and an 18-wheeler collided, and they both fell off the bridge, and they fell like 400 feet to the ground. So, like, I understand the bridge situation. I'm terrified of them. I hate them, and I try to avoid them at all costs. So I understood that.
True. By the way, I featured a tweet into our thing. Which I think is like accurate.
We need to educate people.
I mean, really, we do.
Aren't regular Muslim guys. The government doesn't represent the people. And in Iran, on burqas aren't a thing. Most Iranians could give a shit about Islam. It's the effed up government. Let's not be home in the same boat. So wait, they're not strict Muslims in Iran?
It's like the government, like, it's like whether you are or not, it's like the government forces you to cover up your hair. So it's like you don't have a choice. But yeah, so a lot of the people in the country don't give a fuck about the religion.
And that you would get arrested.
Yeah, so like a lot of it is just like forced. It's all like the forced laws and shit. And like for example, like if you're like a basketball stadium, you can't be hanging out with women and shit in a basketball stadium or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's different weird laws. But yeah, and most people, if it was up to them, they'll be hanging out with women at a basketball stadium. And you know what I mean? So it's like, it's very strict like that. But it's not based on the people. It's based on the government.
So they're saying that they're not regular Muslim guys. So what's a regular Muslim guy? Is a regular Muslim guy the people that we're used to seeing on the show?
Yeah, like the ones, the cliches that are on the show are like are all hardcore. But like, we're saying that the Persians, they're not like that. They don't give a fuck, really.
Well, he's never mentioned anything about how she dresses, or he did make a comment though when they were driving through New Orleans, because there was a chick, you know, wearing short shorts, and he was like, do women dress like that, or do they walk around like that at night? And I was like, oh, here we go again with what women are doing. So I was worried if that was like a segue into his, oh yeah, why you don't need to be doing that or whatever. But
no, I think it's more of a culture shock, because there, if you were walking around with booty shorts, you'd be arrested.
Oh, he should come to Florida. Everybody's walking around in bra tops. And you go to Walmart and all the girls are wearing bra tops. Like, he would have a stroke, you know, here. Like, that's just how it is. And in L.A., it's even worse. You basically just see butt cheeks everywhere. They're wearing thongs in public. So, yeah, he would literally have a stroke.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny, though? It's like, it's more of like an inside joke, but like, with the Persian accent, a lot of Persian Americans, they say, like, instead of like school, for example, they'll say like S school, same way as like, you know, S Scott. So I'm always surprised he says like Stevie, but he doesn't say S Stevie.
Well, like I said, his English is extra good, like extra good. Like, I don't know what his background is, like what his education or it is or whatever, but he speaks English almost better than the American cast members. So I was taken back. Because, you know, look at Adnan, his English, he for some reason talks like a 4-year-old cartoon character, but also his English is really muffled. But Mahdi's English is almost better than mine. So, I don't know how he was educated, who taught him, or if he's self-taught or whatever, but it stands out to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Well, I'm sure his English was good before he took her class, but she was also his English teacher as well.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a way for these guys overseas to start flirting with girls. Because isn't that what Pedro, that's how he met Chantel. She was supposed to teach him English. And let's be like 100% real, Pedro's English is still bad. Like, I just think that they just use that as a way to flirt with girls. They're like, oh, teach me English. And they're just basically getting you on the FaceTime so they can flirt with you. I think that's like, basically just like a guy is a personal trainer because he's really an escort. I think that's just, it's a cover up.
Yeah. True. I'm switching around because like it's pretty late. But what did you think of the Italian, the man-child Italian guy?
Oh, so everyone online, this is Debbie and Colty 2.0, right? That's.
Oh my God! Seriously, yeah, though, they are.
It's Debbie and Colty 2.0. He's got no. Well, it's a little different though, because Colt was paying the bills in that house, and Debbie was retired. So this guy Gregory is living with his mom, and he doesn't really have a full time job. He's a kind of a plumber, kind of a baker, and then I wouldn't eat anything he baked because he doesn't look sanitary. Like, he was letting the dough touch his face.
And he had like a pit stain.
Yeah, and then he was delivering bread in like a Walmart plastic tote. And then when the lady opens the door, he touches the bread with his bare hands after he was driving. So yeah, I wouldn't buy anything from this dude.
No, that's a food safety issue, I think.
First of all, why would you put bread in a plastic Walmart tote? Like, why?
That scares me.
Did you see next week he's gonna show up to the airport to pick up Joan, and he's holding a piece of bread in his hand? It's not wrapped.
Yeah, I saw that. He's like a Game of Thrones character.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Like, I was like, have you heard of foil paper or like Ziploc bags? Like, why are you just always walking around with food?
What are you doing?
What was the name of the guy on Game of Thrones? Like Hodor, like hold the door.
Hodor. Yeah, Hodor. Yeah.
He was like Hodor.
I can't. He's so unsanitary. He makes me. Oh, but he also lost 200 pounds. So you know,
good for him.
I watched my 600-pound life. That is a huge accomplishment. So I definitely think that that's very impressive. He dropped the 600 pounds. He could probably drop more if he would be a little more clean and wash his hands and be a little more safe with the cooking. Cause I ain't eating nothing that he cooked. Cause I just don't trust his hygiene.
Mm-hmm. How long until he's going to start selling like baked goods online to his fans?
Oh, you mean getting people extremely sick? Probably right after his like fourth or fifth episode. I'm pretty sure he's going to go on Cameo first. And then he's going to start going live on Instagram. And then he's going to try to start shipping bread to people. But he's not going to wrap it in anything. He's just
going to... No, he's actually going to do an OnlyFans, but it's going to be called Only Yeast. And he's going to be posing nude with, like, you know, long loaves of bread, different types of bread from different countries. I'm a marketing genius. I know.
I mean, I'm sure Coco's worn undergarments are wrapped tighter than his bread.
I don't wear undergarments.
When she sells them to her fans, I mean.
Oh.
No, I don't wear underwear. I'm very strict. No underwear.
True. Oh, policy. So, oh, and when he sells this bread, he's not going to ship it in a box. He's just going to place a shipping label on the bread and ship the bread as
what?
Yeah, I guarantee.
Wait, are you being serious?
Place a shipping label just directly on the bread and then take it to the office. I guarantee you that's exact, because that's
literally does
with the bread now. I don't know why he thinks bread is already packaged. Like, I don't know who taught him that, but it's crazy.
And yeah, I want to say we did miss Coco Friday, even though she was there at the beginning.
I know. But good news, guys. I actually specifically got my days off Thursday and Friday, so I can actually be a part of the show forever.
Sweet.
Well, yeah, we missed you. Well, you were there for the first, the Liz half, right?
I was, and then I was like, I had a very big presentation the next day. So
I think you did miss like the funniest part of the show, which is when we read reviews for Encontro.
Oh, place in San Diego. I love when you guys read reviews.
Yeah, you should go back and listen, because
I'm gonna do that.
Actually hilarious. They mentioned Liz in them, and it was
you gotta listen.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, we'll do more of that Friday, because we have some funny places lined up, but let's not spoil the places.
Yeah, we're not gonna give you too much information just yet. But so let's talk about floor plans. So Jessica brought one home. Before we get there, Jessica brought one to a hotel room with her and their three kids. So five people, one hotel room. And the first thing that came to my mind was, so she's never heard of an Airbnb. Am I the only person who thought of that? Because I was like, why would you bring him to a hotel? Like, first of all, I thought hotel rooms, like, they had a limit on how many people you could put in one room. I didn't know that you could rent, like, one room and have five people in there. Like, I thought there were limits on that. I thought, like, for each room, like, there's a total of, like, three or four people maximum, then you had to rent a second room. I thought that's how it went. Wait, Coco, you would know, right? You work at a hotel, right?
I do. What is your question?
How many people can be in one room? You book one room. How many people can you
I think it depends. Like, let's say you book like a one bedroom suite, I think up to four people can stay there. Because if they have like a pull out couch, like, you can make for two people, and then you have that bedroom for another two, so that'd be four. So I honestly think it all depends.
Cause it was five of them in the room, and I was just like, this is a lot. And then, but that's a whole nother issue. Also, we get to their house, and all of the bedrooms seem to be in the basement, nothing upstairs. And then none of the rooms had doors. Mm-hmm. So how did this come about? Like, I'm trying to understand how, and she was like, oh no, this is normal. This is how, you know, adulthood is when you have kids. And a lot of people on X were like, no, I grew up, my parents had like four, five, six kids. They had a lock on their door and they had as much privacy as they needed. They just locked our asses out. So I don't know what Jessica's parenting style is or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good question. Can I just shift a little? The one thing too I want to bring up is she had all those like cliche ass, like cheesy signs that's like Home Goods sells. Like, her whole house was decorated with those. That was kind of over the top.
Yeah. Some people have those in their bathroom or in their kitchen. She had them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
like literally every 2 inches. Yeah.
Yeah, they were everywhere, which, you know, to each their own. I know Home Goods in Wyoming is completely empty thanks to her. You know, don't even bother going there. There's nothing on the shelf. She bought the home. So don't even bother. Yes.
But as far as the no doors, yeah, that's a weird situation. I don't know why.
It's like weird that. Only because she thinks it's normal. Because, you know, even when I was growing up, my mom had her own room and it had a lock on the door and we didn't really go in unless we were allowed. Like, she's just like, oh, yeah, well, we have kids. So we can't have doors. They just have-
Whoa, I know. Yeah, I know. I was like, honey, are we doing? I think she's one of those gentle parenting types.
Well, remember back in the day on Love in Paradise, one said that she needed to discipline her kids more, and she flipped out on them because I think she's a mental health counselor, right? So, and I think it's for us.
Of course, she is.
Right, for a school district. So obviously, she's anti spanking of children because if you work for the school district. You know, that's...
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying spank your kids, but, like, I mean, not to have doors because they're going to go, like, hello, well, no is a complete sentence.
If your kids are so bad that you can't have doors because you can't trust them to be in their room, you know, there might be a little discipline needed, right? Like, you have to be able to trust your kids. Mm. Like, if you have to go to the bathroom or you have to go cook dinner, you should be able to trust that your kids won't kill each other in the process. Right. And if you can't trust them, you might need to discipline them a little bit. And I know it's 2025. Parents are going to be like, oh, you need to shut the hell up. Nobody needs to be disciplining kids. But I still think discipline doesn't mean spanking. Discipline. There's lots of different ways. Like you can take away devices, video games. There's things you just have to make sure that your kids know what their boundaries are. And I think that having to take away the doors because they don't know what their boundaries are, I think there's going to be a lot of issues in the future. Especially, these are boys. What if they're teenage boys? Do you really want teenage boys in your house with no door? You know?
No!
Come on, now, like, you really need to teach them boundaries and teach them, you know, how to carry themselves. So, yeah, I think that Juan and Jessica are going to they're going to clash a lot on her parents. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think one was raised differently because he said on Love in Paradise, he was like, if I acted like this, my parents would beat me. And, you know, she was.
Yes, I remember.
And she was like, I would never touch my children. That's insane. Your parents should never done. So I think they're going to have a lot of issues, you know, with
the kids. Yeah, culturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Jessica's her name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she's one of those. Like, as far as discipline, like a hands-off, zero-discipline mom.
Well, a lot of people have been saying on the show, they're like, she just lets her kids do whatever they want. Like, oh, sorry, so, for instance, tonight, they were, like, jumping up and down on the bed and wrestling or whatever, and they're like, she didn't say anything. And it's like, mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't break anything in the room, but, like, I'm going to say, like, for real, when I was younger, we traveled a lot, and my mom didn't allow us to jump up and down on hotel room beds or open the mini bar fridge, or we couldn't just roam around and do whatever we wanted. There were boundaries. You know? Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people are like, she doesn't ever say anything. It's just whatever they do, it's what they do. And she just says, oh, they're kids.
Yeah. And then, so Wyoming, they're in Wyoming, right? Like, so is it known, it's known for its cold?
Oh yeah, cold. It's very, very cold. I think one time last year they said it was
And they have horses.
It was like -60.
So I feel bad for Juan if he's stuck in the basement.
Well, that's another question. Why were all of the bedrooms in the basement? Because I lived up north, right? Mm-hmm. I lived up north before I had basements. And I did have a house where we had three bedrooms on the third floor and two bedrooms in the basement and then no bedrooms on the main floor. But I've never seen it where all of the bedrooms and bathrooms are on the bottom basement floor. That's a weird layout for me. Like, I've never seen anything like that. Because you won't want to be sleeping in the basement in a -60 degree weather because the basement holds all the cold. You can't heat a basement. No matter what you do, your basement is going to be cold. No matter what system you have, it doesn't matter. You can never bring it up to temp. So, yeah, I'm just confused at the whole living situation and how that house is laid out. I want to see a floor plan. Like, I want to see the blueprints because I'm really confused by that.
Yeah, we're both friends with Jessica, so we may have to ask her. I don't think that's like a huge like. I don't think that's a big like spoiler. I feel like we could get more information on the house.
Well, yeah, I want to know if it's by choice. Like, if there was bedrooms upstairs and she converted it to maybe a bigger living room or a office. You know, there has to be an explanation for that, right? Because I've lived in several houses up north, and I've never had it where there was absolutely no bedrooms on the top floor. They were all in the basement. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I'm curious what the fuck is upstairs.
Well, right, exactly. Because they walked in, and we see all these signs everywhere. And then she's like, okay, let's go to the bedroom. Mm-hmm. They go downstairs. The bathroom is down there. The bedrooms. And I'm like, well, what the hell was up there? You know, like, well, is only a kitchen on the first floor? Like, what kind of layout is this?
The only thing I'm not saying this is the case. This is just popping in my head. Like the only thing I could think of as far as like what it reminds me of is when there's like two households in one house, like and you're renting it. So like the main people are upstairs, but then you're renting it in their house, so then you're in the basement or something.
Oh, well, yeah, I've seen those. And then you share the kitchen. Is
Yeah.
you what happens? It only has one kitchen. So it's the kitchen is a shared space, and then like their bedrooms are up, your bedrooms are down. I mean, it could be. I don't know her like that. I don't know if that's her like full place or if she lives with her parents and then they converted the basement. Like, I don't know what her story is. I have no idea.
Yeah,
It
but
would
usually the person in the basement, that's not like a first option. That's like a
Well,
second.
no. When you live up north and it's that cold, like I told you, you're gonna freeze every night because you could have a heater directly above your face. It's you're never gonna get your basement to a warm temperature. Trust me, I've tried. It's not possible.
True. Are any other couples we want to talk about? I feel like we talked about everyone, right?
Well, Sarper and Shekinah,
Oh.
but I don't really focus on their BS. I honestly, I can't even get into their storyline. I don't know why. Like, you know how I hated Tiger Lily and Adnan, but I still entertained them. I can't even really entertain Sarper and Shekinah. I just get so irritated watching them that it just like makes me upset.
Well, I'm kind of bored at the fact that they're like it's still like the early stages where they're still in Turkey, and in like real life he's in LA, so I'm kind of bored at the fact that it's like it feels very outdated. It's like, all right, just go ahead, show me him in LA. You know what I mean? I want to see like the presentation.
Well, yeah, and then him pretending like, oh, well, I wanted to stay in Turkey and I never wanted to leave. And it's like, you wanted to live in the US more than people who live in the US. Don't tell that lie. Like,
Yes,
that's what
100%.
don't even bother. I don't buy that crap. You wanted to live here.
Yeah.
Trump likes being an American. Like, you wanted to, you he was like Michael with Michael and Angela. He had the Trump hat, the Make America Great Again. Like, Sarper was an American before he was an American. So don't try to tell me that you didn't want to be an American. That's bullshit.
Yeah, isn't he doing like some kind of like fitness courses or some bullshit?
Yeah, he's trying to teach these fitness classes or boot camps ever. And I don't know. Not that we don't have enough personal trainers doing the same thing at every gym in LA. But yeah, I don't know if there's actual fans purchasing these packages. I mean, the 90 Day fandom is that we learned that they have deep pockets. So when you put out something, apparently people are buying it. So they could be going to these classes and learning how to look like Sarper, which I didn't think was a goal. But okay, like they're trying to want to look like him. I mean, he looks weird to me, and I don't think that they hype up his fitness. Like, let's say if we were going to compare fitness, I would say Sean from Sean and Joanne is in better shape than Sarper. Right? I feel like Sarper is in shape, but Sean would be better to be teaching classes because he looks like he's in better shape than him. But that's just my opinion.
True. Oh, by the way, George, I saw that photo of you. I saw you. I think you were rocking some bling bling or something. I don't know what
Photo? Wait, where'd you see the photo?
that was. No, I saw you. I was saying I saw you with your necklace. It looked pretty nice.
Oh yeah. I like those. They're the necklace, but it's like a credit card necklace. Yeah, I bought them. I love those. I'm obsessed. One of the rappers out made them and I had to get one, so.
Yeah, George is rocking some gangster ass drip.
I try.
I love it. You better be wearing that shit to Vegas.
Oh, I will. I bought this Las Vegas outfit. I'm not gonna tell you what it looks like, so you'll just have when I see you'll see it. But yeah,
Okay.
it's completely
Awesome.
ridiculous though. You'll get it when you see it though.
If
Love
you
it.
got if you guys take a photo together and then post it on Instagram, like
We will.
do one of those collaboration pictures or something.
Oh yeah, we'll
Okay.
collab it. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and tag me too.
Yeah.
No.
Next time we'll all have to be in Vegas, all three of us.
Yes. Can I tag a certain person who's blocked me, but thou should not say her name?
Well,
you mean
You can't
you mean your
tag.
favorite personal assistant?
Yeah.
You can't tag a person that blocked you, but
I'll tag her from my secret account.
that person has been so obsessed with all three of us. I feel like we might.
Should who blocks or, me? I'm such an angel.
Should we go to the courthouse and get a restraining order? Because I'm a little worried. Because I am, like, for real. Like, she's so obsessed with me. I'm a little worried. I made sure that all of my outdoor cameras were working just in case. And my strap is loaded because I was like, okay, a little worried. Like, you're really obsessed.
I am a little worried for you, George. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, all up on it. Like, get off of me. I'm not even in the mood. Get off of me. You're like, for real, get off of me at this point.
True. Yeah. Like, anything we would do, there was like a reaction to it.
Well, yeah, I felt, but it's like you block me. But then if I post something, you react to it within 5 seconds. It's like, you want to talk to me or not because you blocked me, but then you're also riding me so hard. Like, get a rash. Like, Jesus
I think Christ. She's listening.
I know
she's probably.
She's literally listening right now, making a post we're saying right fucking now. That's how psycho this person is. Like, guys, I might for real get a restraining order. I might for real. I'm not even kidding.
I would not blame you, George, if you got a restraining order. I'm just saying.
Did you enjoy my Danielle meme?
I did. And I didn't
meatball know Danielle's official now.
I didn't know that she was a hater of you. I knew she was a hater of me, but I didn't know she was a hater of you. And
Is it me or she look like she got a little more wrinkles around the face?
Around the titties? No,
well, did you see my... I called her the president of...
No, I didn't, actually. Oh,
well, okay, so...
I was on my post and then I pinned it, I think.
So, no. Coco, I said, I know the president of the Saggy Titty Committee isn't talking about other people's content. And not the vice president. She's the president of the Saggy Titty Committee because they're so
the
far down. They mop the floor as she walks.
she doesn't need one of your
cow's tits where they just like droop.
So this has been an eventful weekend because apparently we have made so many people upset, and I don't know why, because we literally mind our own business. And we
can I just say something about it, like, real quick? Like, I think it was kind of a pride thing where this person, you know, didn't want to admit that we were right because, you know, for months they were just saying how wrong we are, like, bullshit. And then, obviously, we were right, as always. And I think it was, like, instead of, like, admitting that, you know, hey, I was wrong, I'm just going to start shitting on them more and more. That's just my feeling.
I think you might be right. I think that...
Yeah.
Well, the funny part is, this person would message me. And let me just make this very clear. I've never messaged them and never had an interest to, but they would message me and then for like hours and like tell me their life story and tell me how this person that they used to talk to doesn't love them anymore and like pour everything out. And then they make a post about me. And then what they said about me was, I hate women. They were like, he says nasty things about women and he's a women hater. And I was like, why were you in DMs telling me all of your problems and telling me how your best friend that you doesn't want to talk to anymore because they can't stand the human being that you become. And it's like, but why were you in my DMs if I hate women and I'm anti-women and all I do is talk horrible and say horrible things about women? Why did you message me first to tell me your problems? And I was nice enough to listen. I could have just ignored you. I actually listened. So it's like, I can't stand when people decide to wake up one day and dislike me for absolutely no reason. Like, if I did something to you, I respect you for hating me because I did something to you. But I've never done anything but be
kind. I still don't understand their whole reasoning with me either. They said I badmouthed them to a little blogger, and I still don't know who the little blogger is, and I still don't know what I said. So all of it seems like bullshit to me.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
I told you that I spoke to the person that used to be their best friend, and they want to remain 100% anonymous, but they just said that this is what happened with their friendship. They were completely fine. They talked every day, and then one day she just woke up and blocked them and said that they're a horrible human being. So this is a pattern of behavior. And to be real, I'm just going to be real for one hot second. I think that you need some help. And I think that if you were to get that help, I would accept your apology, because I feel like when people are suffering mentally, they do things like this. And if you were to get some help and figure out what's going on with you and why you're projecting your anger and hate onto people that have done nothing but be kind to you, I would accept your apology, because I don't hold grudges against people that are suffering mentally. I know mental health is a real thing. So if you were to get your help and figure out why you did this and you want to apologize, I would let this all go.
True, yeah, like none of us are really like heated. I mean, but it was stupid. It was a ridiculous weekend. When it's funny how like the people that want to call me a bully are all bullying me.
Well, you know, they're bullying you post after post after post, bullying you, posting pictures of you and altering the pictures, like, and then using the word bully while they're in the process of doing that. Why, like, we're all adults. Why are we acting like it's like eighth grade and we're upset with someone because they did something? Like, we're adults. And like,
and then it's funny too. We're talking about a different one of our haters, but another different hater of ours basically called like Jasmine a whore on her post about Jasmine's pregnancy. And it's like, even me, who I like, I'm known for giving, you know, people say I hate Jasmine or I gave Jasmine shit. I still haven't posted a post of her when I straight up call her like a whore. Like, if I'm going to like talk shit about her, I'm going to be a little more creative than that. So like, even the people that call me a bully are busy calling Jasmine a whore.
Oh yeah. Well, it's pot. It's hypocrite. It's all hypocrite. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't understand why this is. Like, I was out all day. I was with friends. I was minding my own business. And I kid you not, I was getting off of the Harry Potter ride, actually, and I opened my phone and someone texts me that there's people posting about how I'm such a horrible person. I'm thinking, like, what's weird is I'm not thinking about any of these people, and they're sitting on a Saturday thinking about me, and that's what's sad. Because it's like, you can make up anything you want, but it's like you're sitting at home on a Saturday making up narratives about people that
think of you. Yeah, like, I was getting annoyed because, like, my part of my Saturday ritual is like re-listening back to our Friday night show, which is like a hilarious show to listen back to. So like, and it's actually very relaxing and comforting. And like, so my Saturdays, I like to play back our show from Friday and just listen to the playback and laugh my ass off. And it's a very like relaxing experience. So like, I'm trying to like, that's why it took me forever to finish the show on Saturday. I was trying to listen to our show and enjoy myself. And then I'm getting like attacked left and right. So it was kind of ridiculous, yeah.
Why can't we all just get along? You know, like, there's enough room. I got a lot of messages from a lot of 90 Day bloggers sites yesterday and today, and they were like, I don't understand why people are so angry, mean, and hateful, because they're like, we all can support each other. And, you know, and I said this the other day, we teamed up, and we enjoy working together, and it's like, a lot of the bloggers, they're against that. They want to be their own entity. They want to have everyone as a competition and or whatever. I don't judge people for how they want to move and how they want to do things. But why can't we just respect each other? You know, because I don't go out and talk crap about other bloggers or disrespect other bloggers. Anytime that you hear me talking negative about someone, they started it. I don't start problems with people. I'm like the most peaceful person you'll ever know, up until you come after me, and then we're gonna start. But like, once you see me starting, if someone tells you that I'm a bully or I'm being mean, ask them what they did to me first, because I didn't do anything to them first. They started it, and I'm gonna have to finish it, because I was raised in the ghetto. I'm from the hood. I was taught don't start problems with people, but if you have to finish, you have to finish it. So that's just how I had to move in that space. But I really wish that we could all respect each other, get along. And there's enough room for everybody for what we're doing. You know, there's enough drama and mess and creativity and expression in this space for everyone. And I wish people would grow up and learn how to just, you know, what you do, what makes you happy. And if it doesn't make you happy, don't do it. Because we do this because it makes us happy. And we're not looking to start problems with anybody else. This, we're kind of in our own little universe, right? Like, other bloggers exist, but they're not bothersome of us. And we, I didn't think we were bothersome of them. And we just want to do what we do because it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then did you like my shout out to Reality TV FOMO?
Yes, I love that page, by the way. She's the Canadian queen, guys. I love that page.
Yeah, no, she's very nice. She's I don't know if you recall, but she was on our like Twitter space before in the past one time.
She was?
Yeah.
So I don't recall.
I do recall because I remember like I was actually at my parents' house for that episode. So I remember like talking to her there because I was out, you know, I wasn't in my normal scenery, so I could recall it better. But yeah, she's been on it before. So yeah.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I like her. See, that's a good example. There's that page. There's the 90 Sips Reality. There's people that are very, very supportive, and they support you. We support each other. We're just positive. Based. That's such a good example of how I wish things could be.
Yeah. No, right? It was the whole thing is silly because, again, the first person we talked about earlier, we used to mention them on our podcast like regularly. And we credited them for a lot as far as like what the, you know, like something happened recently, but like
the guy, she put us on the map.
Yeah, that part was a little bullshit though.
Well, yeah. How can she put us on the map when we were the ones shouting her out and giving her a
problem? I'm sorry. I laughed at that when I saw that.
The delusion, right? It's just
Lululand.
But it is what it is. You know, we're going to keep going. We're not going to let any negativity get in the way. And you know, I think what bothers people the most is that our friendships are strong, and that's not going to change whether you like us or not. You know, it is what it is. If you have issues with other bloggers, that's your problem. We don't we're going to keep doing what we do because we enjoy it, and we're not going to cause any issues. And like I said, we for the most part support all of the bloggers, right? We don't have anything negative to say until you start saying something negative about us.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm sure Danielle learned her lesson not to fuck with me anymore.
Well, I didn't know that she had an issue because, you know, she's hated me for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that. And again, I don't want her to hate you because she hates me, because I feel like sometimes the bloggers will hate you by association. You know, like they're like, oh, well, you're cool with this person, so I can't like you or whatever. I hate that, too. So I hope it didn't have anything to do with me, you know, because I don't want you to get, you know, blocked. By.
I mean, it's funny because like all the fans hate Danielle. So it's not like I was going at it's not like a fan favorite disliked me, a person that all the fans hates me. So like,
oh, no, it worked out
very well.
I don't know one or two people that are big Danielle supporters, you know, like if you're not in good company, if you're hanging around her, you know, and the person that started all this crap, if you look at the people that she's close with out of the cast members, there are none. Mm-hmm. You know, because she only spews out hate. She says the nastiest, horriblest things about the cast members. So, you know, if you think we're bullies, take a look at your posts and reevaluate, you know, what you're doing. You catch way more bees with honey than you do with vinegar.
Mm-hmm. True. I'm sure we'll have more thoughts on the subject Friday.
Yeah, I'm sure once this goes live, this person will have a million other things to say about whatever they want to say about us, but we'll see what Jasmine is up to. Jasmine has been keeping us busy, so we'll see what she does this week, and then we'll report back to you on Friday.
Yeah, so tomorrow... Oh, I didn't watch it, but did you watch, like, the Baldwins?
No, not...
Oh, God, no. I don't have the fucking energy.
I didn't watch it yet. I'm gonna...
That's the sound effect.
Probably not tonight. I have to be up really early tomorrow. But I'm gonna stream it at least. That way I don't have to watch commercials. So yeah, I'm gonna see episode one and see. But I watched the preview tonight and I laughed really hard because I heard Hilaria talking and she sounded, you know, she didn't have any accent or whatever. And I remember this conversation we had about that. And it was just hilarious because she had the whitest voice ever. And I just remember the video that you showed me of her pretending not even speak English. So I laughed like hysterically because I was like, this is so funny.
Yeah, it's funny, like TLC, you know how like TLC will post like a promo, like, you know, when the show goes live, like at 8 p.m. or 10 p.m., whatever it is, and then they'll do like a tweet about it, like the show, you know, like the tweet to make to remind you to watch, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I could try to pull it up, but like TLC official account, like they posted like Baldwin's, like, and then it, well, like, so when I checked it earlier, it probably had like eight likes or something.
Oh. So, I mean, yeah. They're not well liked right now. And mm-hmm. I saw a preview for this show like over almost a year ago. Yeah, it was like April of last year. It was they showed a preview for it right when Love in Paradise premiered the last time. So mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be coming on last year because then something happened and they delayed it a whole year because I think that Rustic trial was going on. So mm-hmm. this has been a long awaited. I know that this has been filmed for a really long time because they had the preview and promo going last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the whole thing with the rust and the court and all that shit, it delayed it.
It wasn't well received last year either. If I remember correctly, I heard a lot of people say they didn't want to watch it. So waiting a year didn't really help, I don't think.
Yeah. And then now, although not that I'm into it, but a lot of the media landscape these days is all like right wing and shit. And so all the MAGA people probably hate Alec Baldwin.
Probably. Yeah. And I think the goal is to show a softer side of him, to show like his family side. And, you know, this is going to get him, you know, back in good graces. I don't know if that's going to work or not. You know, but some people say when you humanize someone, you see that they're a dad, a husband, and you see what their real life looks like. Sometimes people feel a little differently. So I think that's what the goal is. But I don't know if they're going to be able to do it in 8 or 10 episodes of a show. I don't know if they're going to be able to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch at some point 5 minutes of it and see if I get bored or not.
Well, yeah, I'm going to put on the first episode. And if I can get through it, then I might continue. Otherwise, I'll just watch The White Lotus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is owned by the same company, so I don't think they give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't care either way. As long as I watch one, they still win, right? So
yeah.
Exactly.
True. All right, well, I think that's a good, tight show.
It is.
Well, that was it. Episode 2. We still got a bunch of people we haven't met yet, though, so.
I know. I'm excited to see the rest.
Who's one person we haven't met?
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty sure at least one
more. It just feels like a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's at least one more couple. I can't think of it, like off the top of my head, but I don't remember seeing everyone yet.
True. All right. Well, I think we should end it at that point.
All right, guys.
All right. Good night, guys.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And this will be on Apple and Spotify tomorrow. Thank you for listening to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday/Monday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.